Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 25th, 1955, and the title is Gold at Bitter Creek. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, and our gripping story, Gold at Bitter Creek. More than once in the Old West, with its shifting population and its fever for gold, the unbelievable happened. Like the time the little community of Bitter Creek, which nestled at the foot of Rainbow Mountain, became a ghost town in a matter of minutes. As our story opens, Mel Clements and Adler Ferris, shifty-eyed men, are riding towards the town. It's late afternoon.
You used to live in this town, didn't you, Mel?
Yeah, I left it 2 years ago.
You mean you was run out of town?
No, I wasn't run out of town. I borrowed a little money from a storekeeper and thought I'd better leave.
Then you better not go back, Mel.
Nobody will know me, not since I've grown this beard. Got a scar on my face, too. That changes my looks.
Suppose the sheriff's daughter will recognize you?
Yeah, she thinks she's so all fired high and mighty. I'd like to show her she ain't.
Yeah, we better water our horses here at the creek, Mel. Hoo! Well, yeah.
Kind of thirsty myself, Ed.
Yeah, so am I. Come on, horse. Yeah, that water tastes good.
Yeah. Hey!
What's the matter?
Heft this rock.
Mm. Heavy.
Let me take your knife, Ed, quick.
Here. You think it's gold?
That's what I want to find out. By thunder, it is gold. Look at that.
Mel, we struck it rich, right here in this creek.
The only thing is...
What?
All this section of land is owned by people in town. We can't stake out no claim here, Ed.
Then let's gun them down.
No, that won't do no good. I got a better idea. Bring along them rocks you found, and let's get into town, quick.
Enjoying yourself, Sandra?
Indeed I am, Dad. You just can't know what a treat it is to enjoy someone else's cooking.
Even if we are eating in a cafe, huh?
Oh, it's just wonderful. And of course, the prestige of eating with the Sheriff of Bitter Creek.
Guess you deserve coming out like this on your birthday. Now, who are these two hombres riding in here?
Ooh, they're certainly rough-looking enough, Dad.
Yeah, one of them looks kind of familiar. Can't quite place him, though.
Oh, yes, the one with the mustache and beard.
Yeah. Whoa! Them two seem to be in a hurry to get into this cafe.
I should say so.
There's gold up in Rainbow Mountain.
Look at these here nuggets.
Where's the striker?
Where is it?
Right here on the river, just below where the trail splits.
The richest strike in the whole country.
Look at them nuggets. Let's go.
Are you going too, Daddy?
No, them two hombres is up to something. They'd struck it as rich as that. They wouldn't be blabbing it all over the place.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
Might be a good idea to let them think we're going, and we'll see what they do. Come on, Sandra, I'll take you home.
What
this town we come to, Cisco?
I believe the name of it is Bitter Creek, Pancho.
Bitter Creek? Bitter Creek? Is that because the water tastes good, Cisco?
Oh, perhaps. I do not know the reason.
We know someone in this town, Cisco?
No, I do not think we do, Chico.
No one, huh?
But we will stop at the cafe, if there is a cafe, and have a meal, then continue our journey to the south.
See, to the south. In Pancho hope there's a cafe. It's almost dark now, Cisco, and Pancho's stomach is almost empty.
Oh, there is the cafe.
Wait.
Building with the sign on it.
No light in the cafe, Cisco.
No, there is not, amigo. Nor is there a light in any of the houses. I cannot understand that.
Not see no peepers, neither.
Not one. Oh, there. Well, cafe door is wide open, Pancho.
Wide open.
Come on, let us go in. Uh-huh. Perhaps someone is inside. Hola! Is anyone here?
Where'd you go? No?
There are dishes on the tables and food in the dishes. Oh, this is very strange.
We go look in the kitchen, Cisco, huh?
Si, let us do that.
Nobody here.
Well, this is the strangest thing I ever saw, Pancho. The remains of a fire is still burning in the stove. Food is warm in the pots and pans. And no people.
But food?
In the darkness of the houses and buildings we rode by, there are no people in them either.
But food here, Cisco.
Si. I suppose we can help ourselves and leave our money on the counter, but this puzzles me.
Yeah, can't you help yourself?
Si.
Bullet smashed this, Cisco. Shot it too close.
Down, Pancho. Down behind the stove.
Somebody in the town, Cisco.
Si, someone who is not friendly to us. Let us give them some of their own medicine, Chico.
He run away, Cisco.
He or they. That may be a trick. You stay here. I will go to the door and see.
See?
No one is out there now, Pancho.
Pancho's not hungry now, Cisco.
From the sound of their running, Chico, I believe there were two of them. I also believe they are hiding not far away. We will see if we can fool them.
How we fool them?
You listen to me. Pancho, I do not like this. Let us get out of this town quickly.
See, right now, Cisco.
Diablo!
Logo!
Easy, Diablo. I will stay in no place where I am shot at. Up, Diablo, get down!
Go, Logo! Go now, go!
We will make them think we have left the town, amigo. Then we will come back.
Your plan worked good, Mel. Everybody in town headed for the mountain pronto.
I ain't so sure everybody did.
Who do you think's still here?
I figure the sheriff stayed. That's where we're going now, to his office, to see if he's there.
Well, he wasn't to home. His house was dark.
I want to make sure. If he or anybody else is left in town, we're going to gun him down. And come daylight, we'll start working the gold in that creek. Before anybody comes back down from the mountain, we'd ought to make a good haul.
Well, what about that Cisco kid? You said he was a Cisco kid.
Well, I heard the other one call him Cisco. He left town. We scared him out with them bullets, Ed.
I don't know. From what I hear to that Cisco kid, bullets don't scare him that much.
He's gone, ain't he? You heard what he told the other one?
Yeah, just the same. I wouldn't be too sure. That hombre is tricky.
Well, we out tricked him that time. Careful what you say now, Ed. The sheriff's office is right ahead.
No light in there, Mel. Wouldn't wonder what he went up the mountain to. When that gold fever hits him, it hits him hard, all of them.
Shh. Now, wait a minute, Ed. Somebody's out front of that office.
Hey, you the hombres doing that shooting a couple minutes ago?
Why, no, Sheriff.
We heard that shooting ourselves.
Yeah, we come over here to ask you what it meant.
Well, it meant that a couple two-legged coyotes is up to no good around this town.
You're dead right, Sheriff. Cisco Kid and his partner rode in not long ago.
That's so?
They left now, though.
You saw them leave, huh?
They was in the cafe. Looked to me like they was robbing the place.
According to what I hear, Cisco's an honest man. You two hombres come in the office after I get a lamb going. I want to ask you some questions.
Well, sure thing, Sheriff. We'll go with you. Go ahead in, light your lamp.
No funny business from either one of you either.
Now, Ed, you get him while his back's turned.
You're right now.
That takes care of him. Come on, Ed. We're going back to his house. His daughter will be there, and we got to shut her mouth the same way. Let's go.
You Cisco. Just see a shot, Cisco?
Si. They came from that direction, Pancho. For the other hole.
Hulu, hulu, hulu.
Leave our horses here, amigo.
Who knows? Hombre shoot at this time, Cisco.
I do not know, Pancho.
They shoot at each other, no?
Well, that is possible, but not probable.
Nobody else in the town to shoot at.
There must be someone else, Chico. The fact that we did not see anyone in the town does not mean there is no one there. The moon is coming out. Now we can see a little better.
Shots come from somewhere around here, Cisco. Help. What's that, Cisco?
Listen.
I need help.
The sheriff's office, Pancho. I will take a look in the door first.
Maybe a trick, no?
I'm bad wounded.
Pancho,
see?
Keep your eyes on the street. I'm going to light a match. Madre mia, the sheriff. Come on, Matos, senor sheriff. I'll light this lamp. We can see to help you. There. Pancho, you better come in here.
See, Cisco. Pancho, not see no one out here.
Don't bother with me. Them hombres may try to kill my daughter.
Where is your daughter, senor sheriff?
Second house, past Capé. Same side street. Same...
He's unconscious, Pancho. You stay here. Do what you can for him. Bind up his wounds. I will hurry to the house he mentioned.
How do you know the gal will be at home, Mel?
Her father's in town. Where else would she be?
There wasn't any light in the house.
That don't mean nothing. Chances are she heard the shooting, got scared, and blew out the lamp.
Yeah, ain't gonna kill her, are you?
Why not? I got no love for her. When I was around this town before, she was too good for me. Wouldn't hardly speak to me on the street, let alone go out to dance with me.
Yeah, but to gun down a woman...
We're after that gold, ain't we? As much of it as we can get?
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll do the shooting. You ain't got it. Now, you keep quiet. We'll come to the house.
Who is it?
Friend of yours, Sandra.
Who?
It's all right. You can open the door. When she starts to open, I'll wait against Dad. Now, grab her. Get your hand over her mouth.
I got her.
I'll shut this door. Well, a fine lady ain't quite so fine now. Let her talk, Ed. Nobody around to hear but us in case she sings out.
Let me go.
Remember me, Miss Sandra?
I said let me go. You've got no right to come into my house like this.
I'm Mel Clements. Now maybe you remember. Now I got a chance to get even for the times you walked past me on the street with your nose up in the air.
Hey, Mel, I just saw someone come by that next house.
Dad! Dad!
Shut up, you! Make another sound and we'll kill you. Draw your gun, Ed. Whoever it is sneaking around the back door.
It's in the house.
Shut up. The minute that door opens, you let them have it.
Yeah.
Now we will see what is what.
Fire!
Your aim is poor, Aubrey. I will take that gun from you.
Get him, Ed. Get him.
You bet I'll get him.
Look out!
He's down, Mel.
He'll stay down after I pump him full of lead.
This time it seems there is no escape for Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Gold at Bitter Creek. Arriving in Bitter Creek, Cisco and Pancho found the town deserted. They didn't know, of course, that outlaws Mel Clements and Adler Ferris had duped the people into leaving by showing them gold nuggets, which they claimed they had found in a distant mountain river. While our friends were in the cafe, shots were fired at them. Later, they found the sheriff badly wounded. Leaving Pancho to take care of the wounded man, Cisco hurried to the sheriff's house to be fired upon by Clements and Ferris as he entered. No.
Cisco's down, Mal. Finish him.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Oh, no. No.
Not when I can kick your feet out, Tony Aubrey.
I'll get him then.
Oh, no, you won't either.
Go, you wild cat. Gracias, senorita. I will take charge of this bandito now.
No. Oh, you knocked him right through the window.
Now for you, you coyote.
He got away.
Never mind that for now.
Are you all right, senorita?
Yes, I am. I don't know who you are, but I'm very thankful to you.
Feeling is mutual. If you had not grabbed that bandito's arm, he might have shot and killed me.
I can't imagine where Dad is.
Your father is the sheriff, senorita?
Yes.
He is in his office at the moment.
Oh, is he hurt?
Si, senorita. He was wounded. But mi compañero Pancho is with him, and he's going to do all he can for him.
I'll go right over. Oh,
un momento, senorita. Those two killers will be waiting for us somewhere along the street.
But I've got to get over and see Dad.
Try to hurry, you may not get there at all. Remember that. And please do as I say. Or we will go out the back door. We will go with the greatest care. And stay close behind me, senorita. It makes no noise. Those hombres would kill us if they could. Come on.
Yeah, senor sheriff. Wound all bandaged up, no?
Thanks, Pancho. Oh, maybe you better go help Cisco.
How many bandidos, you say?
There's two of them.
Then Cisco not need Pancho. You say 7, 8, 10 bandidos. Maybe Cisco need Pancho then, but... Just two bandidos? Oh, Cisco fix them quick.
Just the same, you better go.
Cisco tell Pancho to stay with the sheriff.
Yeah, I'm feeling better now. Guess their wounds ain't so bad as I thought.
They're bad enough, Senor Sheriff. But don't you think you live?
Maybe if you help me, I could get over to the house.
Maybe you not could go to the house, Senor. When Cisco come back here, we carry you over. Like a niño in a cradle. You not move, though, huh?
Pancho, I tell you I'm all right. But I'm worried plumb sick about my daughter, Sandra. Them two scoundrels would kill her. I heard them say as much.
Pancho not know what to do. Cisco say, stay here, and the sheriff say, go there.
I'll feel a lot better if you'll go.
Yes, it's good to feel better. Pancho go, senor sheriff. Pancho go find Cisco.
So help me, I'll get that Cisco kid if it's the last thing I do.
Well, I'm sure with you on that, Mal. We better wait here, huh?
Yeah. Just stay right around the corner of this house. Get your guns ready, Ed.
I got them.
Cisco will be coming back this way, most likely. Moon's getting brighter. Get a sight on him in this light.
Where do you suppose his partner is?
I don't know. I ain't gonna worry about him till Cisco's out of the way.
Cisco can't get back to the other end of town without coming pretty close to where we are right now.
And when he does, he's a dead man.
I had an idea he'd come back to town. I told you, bullets didn't scare him much.
How long do you think we'll have to wait for him?
I don't know, but I'll wait plenty long to get even for him knocking me through that window.
Hey, I thought I just saw two people run from that house to the shelter of the next one.
Maybe the gal's with him.
Gun her down, too, if you get a chance, Ed. And make your aim good.
Where do you think they are?
I do not know, senorita. Let us stop for a moment and listen.
Don't you think we could take a chance and go right to my father's office?
No, I do not, senorita.
But perhaps they've left town.
I'm afraid I will have to doubt that. Now let us listen.
I don't hear anything.
Nevertheless, we wait here until I try to draw their fire.
What are you going to do?
Put my sombrero on the end of this stick and hold it out around the corner of the house. There. Now we will see.
There's no one out there. They're not firing.
They might still be there, senorita. They may know I'm only trying to draw their fire. However, I will try to get to the shelter of the next house.
All right, then. Let's go.
You will stay right here, senorita, until I call to you. Now we will see.
There he goes, Dad! Open up! Get down! Get him!
You will have to shoot better than that to get me, hombre!
Are you all right?
Si, senorita. And from now on, I am going to do the hunting. With those hombres the hunted.
You heard what he said, Mel? He said he was going to do the hunting from now on. We better get out of here.
We're staying right here.
Yeah, but you don't know how much about that Cisco kid, Mel.
A bullet'll kill him, won't it? He's human.
Plenty other hombres been after Cisco and never got him.
Somebody'll get him. And that somebody is going to be me.
Well, all right then, but I'm falling back to the next house. Cisco's too close now for comfort. You can stay here if you want to, but I don't.
All right, I'll go with you. We ain't in range of his fire here, are we?
Nope.
Then come on.
I want to keep as much distance between me and that hombre as possible. There. We can wait here.
Hey, Ed.
Hmm?
Somebody's coming from the other direction. Get down out of sight, quick.
Maybe it's Cisco's partner.
Yeah, that's who it is. He gets up here, we'll grab him.
All right.
Come on!
Hey, what you do? Look out, hombre. Do not grab Pancho.
Get your hands up.
Pancho, hear the shots. And Pancho, come look with Cisco.
I said, get your hands up.
See.
Get his guns, Ed.
I got him.
Now, sit down there on the ground in front of us.
Pancho, not want to sit down. Pancho.
Sit down, I said.
Oh, well. Pancho, sit down.
Now, Ed, we got a way to get Cisco. And this time we'll get him, sure.
Madre mía. Those hombres have taken Pancho. You walk right to them.
Senorita.
Yes?
You may come over here now. The bandidos have fallen back.
Hey, you, Cisco.
What do you want?
We got your partner here. Come over here with your hands up or we kill him.
Do not come over here, Cisco. Do not come over
here. Shut up.
Very well, hombres. As you say.
Senorita.
Yes?
Take this big piece of adobe. And just when I get over where those bandidos are, throw it as hard as you can so it will land behind them.
All right.
Leave your guns behind. Come on.
Say, hombre.
Remember, senorita, do as I say. This is my only chance.
Yes, I will.
Come over here, Cisco or Pancho.
I am coming right now.
Take these guns, senorita. You may need to use them.
With your hands up.
Say, hombre, my hands are up.
So you're the great Cisco Kid, eh? You sure don't look like so much to me.
You'll find out he looks like so much, hombre.
They seem to have us this time, Pancho, but... Well, look behind you, hombre.
Oh, no, you don't. We heard that one before.
And what's that noise?
You arrived just in time, Sheriff.
What thunder, I'm...
So you did turn your head over. Just as I wanted you to. I will take that gun.
Any man.
He will not get anyone, Omri.
Hey, no, Cisco. He go to sleep, no?
No, you and I will fight this out with our fists.
All right, Cisco, all right. I quit. I ain't fighting no more with you.
Very well. Pancho.
Yeah?
Get the guns of that hombre on the ground.
Yes, Cisco.
Get him up on his feet and head him toward the jail. Since we are going to the sheriff's office anyway, we may as well put these would-be killers behind the bars.
So, that is the story, senorita.
Yes, Cisco. Those two confessed to Dad. They found gold in the creek. And they wanted to get everybody out of town so they could work that gold.
Then I understand their motive. But I'm afraid they will have no chance to work that gold.
Not where they're going, they won't. You know, Dad's very grateful to you, Cisco.
Well, I would have got nowhere without your help, senorita.
Oh, you mean that piece of adobe?
Si.
That's the first time in my life I ever threw anything straight.
It came at just the right time. And so, gracias, senorita. Well, now Pancho and I must be riding on.
Oh, so soon?
See, your father is much better now. Most of the people of the town have returned to their homes from that mountain. There is no further need for us to stay here.
Oh, but you will come back and see us again.
Oh, see.
Will you come back and see me again, Cisco?
Indeed I will, senorita.
That's a promise?
That is a promise.
Well, in that case, and just to hold you to your promise...
See.
Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That be the creek, a good little town.
Si, a very good little town, Chico.
Make Pancho think of the town where Pancho and Uncle Jose live, Cisco.
I have not heard of your Uncle Jose for some time, Pancho. How is he these days?
Not very well, Cisco.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What is the matter with him?
He put the shingles on the roof.
See?
And then his foot slipped. And Uncle Jose fall down over the roof.
Oh, he must have hurt himself, Pancho.
Yeah, he hurt himself, Cisco.
Your Uncle Jose's wife must have felt very badly about that.
Oh, she, very badly.
Of course.
She feel very badly, Cisco.
See?
Because he fall right into her new flower bed.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.